Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on Let's Face the Issues today. We're asking the question, making the statement and a question form, what America needs most. What do we need most? We need more finances in America, better financial system. I think we need that. Do we need a greater military? Yes, I think we need that. Do we need more technology? I think we've got enough technology. We need to release it so that the people can be free to speak, so that it's not encroaching on our religious liberties and our freedom of speech and our Bill of Rights in general. We need these things, but ladies and gentlemen, the greatest thing we need is to make America Christian again. We're interviewing today Daryl Constantine. Daryl is a candidate for President 2024, and I believe we have Tom on the line. Tom, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. Dr. Youngblood, thank you for taking my call. And to answer your question, I think we need more men to stand up like you and Daryl. And I'd like to ask your guest a question that there's a gentleman named Fry that wrote a letter, an article rather, in Newsmax. And he says that at this point in time, there's less than 100 main U.S. battle tanks in Germany. There was 5,000, but Obama shipped them all home. And when what he's saying is that when Trump took office and was privy to all the information, he was appalled. He was appalled at the trade deals, how we were being stolen from China. And he was appalled how Europe had turned into basically a big welfare state. All those little countries were paying off people with huge gimme, gimme, gimmies, and they weren't investing money in their military like they agreed to do under NATO, 2% of GDP. And Mr. Trump was just appalled at what he saw. And this gentleman goes on to say, NATO's never really been tested. We don't know what they're going to do. And I'm sure Putin is well aware of this, that if you knock off Poland, will somebody else allow weapons to be launched from their country at Russia when they will stand a chance of being attacked for doing so? And what he's saying is that Europe's just a big rotten tomato, and we have no leadership now with the Biden regime, just a bunch of imbeciles, that Putin is very emboldened. And he touches on the fact, what got me excited about the article is what you said a month or so ago, is this really the beginning of World War III? And I'd like Daryl to comment on that.
Tom, I love so many things about that call. I just want to start with your very first statement, and you are absolutely correct. What this really boils down to is we need more men to stand up, and you are one of those men, and I want you to go to my website, Constantine2024.com, and please sign up, because I am not running for president. We are running for president. And in my humble opinion, the biggest obstacle to our platform and reclaiming our nation is not the Democrats. It is the weak-willed, effeminate men in our own party that are serving as gatekeepers and preventing us from stepping forward and doing what needs to be done. I understand that these people on Fox News aren't willing to say what needs to be said. That's fine. Men like you and I are, and they need to step aside and let us speak to their audience. Now, the topic that you are talking to specifically with our military is absolutely correct. We have absolutely not only emboldened our enemies, we have invited this conduct with what we have been pantomiming to the world with our attitudes and the responses that we have done to get us to this point in time. We need to get these people out. We need to get men in positions of authority, men like you, men like Dr. Youngblood, and then we can put this thing back in order. So the first step of business is, again, to throw these bums out and get this country going back in the right direction. God bless you.
God bless you. And I will sure go to your website.
I'm going to be looking for you in that inbox because I want you involved in what we're doing. I want to bring men like you to the White House with me. I believe that this is a winning platform. I have to believe that a majority of Americans are willing to stand up to defend children from the pedophile agenda. And we know, again, I do want to, because we cut this point a little bit short, this gender theory curriculum and these things that are being taught, it's very simple. This is sexual abuse of minors.
Yes.
And that is how it needs to be defined. And when you define it that way, you address it accordingly. We don't need new laws. We have plenty of laws on the books to go after these people. It is incumbent upon the Republican governors and Republican presidents to define these things for the American people and to mobilize the government to do what needs to be done.
Yes,
Darryl, give that website for us once again. It's time to quit being nicey-nice and take the gloves off and start bare-knuckle fighting.
That's exactly right. Fighting for this nation and for our children. That is exactly right. These guys are out punching us from the left, and what we are selling to the American people is we don't want to punch anybody.
But what
we have to do is we have to stand up. We have to be a counterbalance to what we are seeing from the left, not just a wet blanket that steps in twice a year to tell them that they're spending too much on social stuff. We need to actually step forward. We need to set the tempo culturally. We need to be going back and defining for the American people what the basic normative values are of this nation instead of setting back and allowing these perverts to do it for us.
Give that website once again, Darryl, if you would.
That is Constantine2024.com. We are looking for men of action willing to get involved and to stand with us. Once again, I am not running for president. We are running for president.
Amen. Tom, thank you so much for your call. God bless you. Thank you. And keep looking up. I believe we have Lily on the line. Lily, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes. Thank you very much, Dr. Youngblood. And thank you for shouting from the hilltops, as usual. Thank you. And here, our guest today, Darryl. Thank you. Thank you for standing up for him. Because I'm in full, total agreement with the emphasis this morning. That what America need today is to turn back to God, turn back to Jesus Christ. Nothing else. And it's for believers. It's not believers because those who have rejected, those who are lost, they need to repent and turn to Jesus. But the believers, the church. The blame of where America is now in a dangerous position, where we are now, as we often say, it's the church.
Amen to that. We don't need to be keeping up with the Kardashians. We need to be keeping up with our Bible studies. And this is such an exciting program. It's so great to hear you again, Lily. I'm glad that we got you dialed back in and that you were persistent. And we need to, again, stand up and come together as the American people in one voice and tell these people no.
We need to be praying as never before because the whole idea, a weak America, we knew it long time, that a weak America would mean or signifies a dangerous world. And it's playing out before us now. We are in it. And we as believers are interpreting what we get going through now as a wake-up call from God, a wake-up call for everybody, a wake-up call for believers, that we have been chipping away. We have been allowing the enemy to chip away at the foundation gradually over the years, and it has reached a bad state now.
Absolutely.
The enemy has taken, we have given place to the enemy, and it's a wake-up call for unbelievers to repent. We have managed to have the batch of leadership that America has, and only God could how we managed to have this, because our leaders now have embarrassed us. It's embarrassing America in such a way before, in the eyes of the world, third world countries, the entire world. We are in total embarrassment.
Lily, you're exactly right, and I am so thankful for your spot-on conversation and details about that. And I pray that we'll keep praying together and recognize that we need to turn back to God. And as Daryl is saying, make America Christian again. Thank you so much for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking with Daryl Constantine today, candidate for president in 2024. I'm going to read, Daryl, a text that I believe, and you alluded to what we needed to do with putting men in position of leadership. And Exodus, the 18th chapter, the 21st verse, moreover, thou shalt provide out of all the people able men, such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place such over them to be rulers over thousands, rulers over hundreds, rulers over fifties, and rulers over tens. And I've simply said, ladies and gentlemen, that when we look at election year that we're in now and leading into the 2024, we must put men, able men, that's talking about men that are capable, men that are competent to carry out the task that God's called us to do. God called men to be the head of the home, men to be head of the families, men to be head of our nation, men to be the heads and the leadership in our churches. And we've gotten so far away from that today, ladies and gentlemen, that we're finding a weakness in America. And what America needs most is not new military power, though we need to keep our strength. What America needs most is not additional finances or a balancing of the budget, though that is needed. We're literally about $100 trillion in debt today, and they keep talking about $30 or $33 trillion, not counting the under the line in accounting purposes, it would be called, about $100 trillion that we're in debt. No way that we can continue to do that and expect to survive as a nation. But what America needs most is not a greater military, not greater finances. What America needs most is not more technological abilities. We've got too much of that now, I think, Daryl, based on what we see taking place with the free speech being countered and undermined. What America needs most is not a CRT program in our schools where it's critical race theory, which is doing nothing but dividing America racially. We're destroying the 1964 Civil Rights Act with what's being done through the Biden cabal and the scabs left over from the Barack Obama administration. Ladies and gentlemen, we're destroying our nation. We're at the point today, ladies and gentlemen, where the Department of Justice, through Merrick Garland's ineptness, is now calling we the people that stand for truth, that question the 2020 election, and that stand before school boards, we're now being called domestic terrorists. Daryl, I don't know about you, but I'm offended by the fact that if I stand for truth and if I stand and if someone stands before the school board challenging the school board about what is being published in our textbooks and where our students are being taught, that all of a sudden we're domestic terrorists. And Greg mentioned just a moment ago about the 54 books, and I'm thankful to hear, and it was on the early morning news, and it was just taking place the latter portion of last week, where Governor DeSantis has removed some 54 books, math books, from the curriculum in the state of Florida because it was teaching the critical race theory and teaching everything that's immoral, ungodly, and unholy. But we're dividing America, ladies and gentlemen. What America needs most is to, simply put, as Daryl calls it, make America Christian again. So, ladies and gentlemen, as we look at it, it's not bigger government we need. It's not more powerful military that we need. It's not a bigger budget that we need. We need to turn back to God. And I believe, Daryl, it's time for Americans as Christians to recognize that. And it's time for preachers to grow a spine and to preach and teach that from our pulpits today. What's your take on that, and how do you respond to that statement?
You're absolutely right. We've got to be better. We've got to be, again, as you said, pointing to going back to men leading the nation, leading the movement, and recognizing that we are hiding behind women and children. when you mm-hmm. turn on Fox News. This is all of these stupid games that we play. You know, I got sent something the other day from a conservative news source. It's some white guy who is dressed like the most filthy street thug that you have ever seen, and he is rapping about woke culture. And we are touting this up as though this is some sort of a victory. That is about as much of a victory on the cultural front as a Republican gubernatorial candidate, Caitlyn Jenner. Instead of going with the trends and just putting our bumper stickers on top of it, we need to actually go back to imposing basic standards and ethics. You know, Bill Maher is pushing back on cancel culture. Well, I don't really care about Bill Maher. Bill Maher had the opportunity to vote for Mitt Romney, but that ship has sailed. Mitt Romney's not on the menu in 2024. What's on the menu in 2024 is a true American revival. And, you know, we have to sort of also look at ourselves in the mirror with all of this whining that we do about social media and decide, what do we want to be? Because are we the pro-business and pro-free market? If so, these are their businesses. You know, I'm sorry that your really great tweet was censored, but I've got news for you. You shouldn't be tweeting things. You should be standing up with men and taking serious masculine action to reclaim the country. So absolutely correct. We need to reorient our nation. We need to get back behind masculine leadership instead of looking to hide behind these stupid trick plays of, you know, finding young cheerleaders that we can feed these soft platitudes about libertarianism to. That's not going to get the job done. There is perhaps a high floor, but a very low ceiling on that approach. And so long as we continue with that wrong attitude, we are only going to be presenting the illusion of perhaps winning elections while continuing to lose ground while occupying positions of authority. In fact, what we need to do is say, no, we are the party of ethics. We are the party of values and morality. We do not think that being a black person with a Make America Great Again hat is a credential that qualifies you to be having a conversation. We welcome voices from all communities, but let's also not get to the point where we're so eager to patronize people that we're looking to have Snoop Dogg be a Republican because he's pro-Second Amendment, because he likes to flash pictures of himself with his guns along with his marijuana.
Very well stated. In fact, one of the things that I find so disingenuous from the Republican standpoint, Darrell, now that you touch on a similar subject, the head of the Republican National Committee, Rona Daniels, has now said that we're big tent in the Republican Party and openly inviting the sodomite LGBTQ community to come in that big tent. It's basically saying to the nation that we don't care about morals and ethics and values anymore. We just want to win an election on whatever numbers we can do so. And I find that disingenuous. I find that right here in our own state, Darrell, and the state of Florida, that the majority of the problems that we have in passing legislation is not necessarily from the Democrats and the, I call them the loose likes lost liberals, but it's majorly because of the Republicans, the rhino Republicans, that don't have backbone to take a stand. We just passed the bill that I was glad was passed. I was glad it was signed into law, the House Bill 1557 that makes it illegal for a teacher to teach the sodomite lifestyle to kindergarten through third grade, et cetera. But, Darrell, that bill, when it was initially introduced, talked about kindergarten through high school, then kindergarten through the eighth grade, then kindergarten through the fifth grade. They finally watered it down, and it was all watered down on the behest of the Republicans in Tallahassee.
That's right.
I believe we have Pastor Davis on the line. Go with your question or comment, please.
Good morning, Dr. Youngblood. How are you today?
I'm doing great, and I pray that you are.
Very good. I am very blessed on today, and I thank God that we serve, amen, a living Savior. Amen. He's not dead. Amen. He is alive on today. Amen. And I thank God so much for that. But I agree with everything that you and the special guests have to say on today about where we stand in America, because it takes my mind back to the book of Genesis chapter 6, where verse number 5 said, "And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually." And I have to wonder, where do we stand as far as that is concerned on today? I mean, if that displeased God back then and he destroyed the world by a flood, then where do we stand on today? So for that reason, I say the greatest thing that America needs is a great revival, just like it happened back in the day where out on Beale Street, where the great revival came through the men of God, amen, that were responsible for the reforms that happened down through our American history. This is what we need on today. Time testifies to the fact that as long as life lasts, man is going to only continue to dwell in evil. So until God sends us a great revival, amen, there's not going to be any hope for America, amen, as far as life is concerned on today.
Pastor Davis, you're exactly right. You have a direct question that you'd like to ask for Daryl?
Well, sir, yes, sir. I would certainly want to know, sir, I mean, since you said you're running for president on today, how do you plan to, you know, approach the legislation with anything that will, benefit the Christian society on today?
Well, again, first and foremost, I'm going to define things as what they are from the executive level. So step one, day one of my administration, I will be labeling gender theory curriculum as sexual abuse of minors, and I will be preparing the documents to send out to give the academic institutions their 24-hour notice to cease and desist, after which time my Department of Justice will be in forcibly removing anyone that is perverting the minds of our children. I'll be sending a similar document to the entertainment industry, outlining for them what our expectations are, our basic ethical expectations for the content that they are producing and subjecting us to. And I will be mobilizing in those things. And in terms of the social infrastructure of the nation, which has been so badly ripped apart, I'm going to be investing big in that. I'm going to be investing in the traditional family. I'm going to be making it easier for men to support their families working by themselves instead of this two breadwinner model that we have been tricked into taking. I'm going to make it easier for mothers to stay in the homes and serve as mothers to their children to raise the future sons and daughters that are going to be the leaders of this new nation that we get back on track. And going back to Doc's point about this quote-unquote big tent from the Republican Party, not only is it slimy and disingenuous, but it's also very stupid to invest in a very minute segment of the population, a 0.000 whatever percent. I'm less interested in speaking to these groups. Rather, I want to speak to the Catholic Latinos in this country that know that this is wrong. I want to speak to the African-American evangelicals that know that gender-neutral restrooms are wrong. We're talking about having a referendum on culture, and I'm glad that the Republicans and the conservatives are finally talking about these things. But you're not going to be able to have a referendum on culture when you are draping your party paraphernalia in rainbows and not of the biblical variety. So we need to stop playing the games. And I believe that there is a majority of Americans, again, I have to believe 80% of this country is going to be willing to say when they are very clearly shown what is being taught to children, when your finger is pushed to their chest and they are made to vote yes or no, I think you're going to be surprised how quickly an issue like that can turn around, because I don't think that any man is going to want to be the last man in the country with his hand left up in support of some of the stuff that we're teaching to children. Pastor, I love that call. I love everything that you say. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in, and thank you for your support. I send that right back to you, right back in your direction. Thank you for serving as a role model in your community.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Davis, for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, Amen. That telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. We're talking today with Daryl Constantine. Daryl is running for president in 2024, and I pray, ladies and gentlemen, that you will ask the questions. We've got just a few moments left on the broadcast today. Daryl, as we talk about this question of what America needs most, asking the question, what is the greatest need in America, should we today, as the plans are presently in place for the election coming up in November, should we today in any way as Christians, conservatives, and patriots believe that we will have an honest election even this November? What are your thoughts on it? Did we have a fraudulent election in 2020? Is there hope for us going beyond that for 2022 and 2024?
Well, you know, my thoughts on this past election is that I'm not really that interested in talking about it, because if in fact a coup occurred, the man that had the authority to stop it sat there as it occurred. So it's a little bit paradoxical to me. In terms of what we can expect from the opposition, I don't think that that really changes what we have to do. And we have to stand up and we have to proclaim the gospel in season and out. And regardless of what is on the horizon, we can look to these things. And going back to Lily's point, we need to be praying for these things. We need to be cognizant of what the enemy is up to and what sort of escape mechanisms they may be looking towards to escape what looks to be a very real red wave in this midterm, and again in 2024 being well positioned to win there. So we need to be speaking about these things so that the American people are prepared for what might come and perhaps to slow them down. But, you know, regardless of where we're at in terms of the history of the world, we still have to do our job. And my job as a politician, as a Republican, is to present to my electorate the solutions to the problems before them. And that's what I'm going to continue to do as long as I have the opportunity to do so.
Amen. Well stated. Darrell, as we look at what's taking place with the Biden administration, I realize that we all, as conservatives and Christians and patriots, will agree that there's major deficits there. As we watch the model, though, we talk about model, believe we need to have a Christian model, a spiritual model, believe that needs to come out of the pulpits across America. But you can go back to the Old Testament, all of the Old Testament, we find that the political leaders and the spiritual leaders set the pace, set the tone, set the temperature, if you want, as to the direction the nation was going in.
Right.
With the present culture that we have, with the lack of spiritual spine in the pulpits in America today, and the lack of anything that's called integrity, morals, and ethics coming out of the political leadership, both nationally and statewide. What are your thoughts on the final minute and a half that we have on the broadcast? What are your thoughts as to how we do it? The challenge, call to action for our listeners.
Well, again, I think that we actually have plenty of laws on the books. The Constitution is actually a very good document, and what is needed is simply to enforce it and to speak about it and to call action in terms of what is needed to be done. I think that we had maybe a good idea with Make America Great Again, but maybe it turns out that that's not quite specific enough. We need to make America Christian again. That is my closing thoughts. Please go to Constantine2024.com. We are looking for men of action to sign up and stand with us as we reclaim our country. This is not a game. I am running to win, and I am asking your support to help us get there, because I'm not running. We are running. Constantine2024.com. Thanks for having me on today.
Well, I'm delighted that you could be with us. And there we close with the thought from Exodus 20, chapter 18, verse 21. The scripture says we need to find able men. That means capable, those that are competent, such as fear God. That's the key to it. That's fear. That means to have awe, reverence for God. And ladies and gentlemen, I think it's time we have men like Darrell that has an awe, reverence for God, that are capable, qualified to carry out the task. And we need to go back to the scripture. We need to pray, seek God's face, ask him to intervene and heal our land. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.